had the last March, April, and again now May. That's what we call our full moon pocket net season. Has been absolutely brilliant. Really good sized prawns. And Kim, that's been a lot of that has come from the dry weather. We're experienced very, very dry weather here on the Clarence, and that's why it's such a unique business to be in. Last year we were dealing with freshers and minor floods, and this year we're dealing with salty water, which has turned the tide as far as prawns travelling going. And yes, it was extended, and everyone really thanks DPI for that. It's the first time ever Pocket Netten has been extended. A sensational, a brilliant decision, and for DPI to do that, and it really will help our local fishermen, the cooperative, but the big winner is the consumers, Kim.
So they're tasting pretty good too.
My word, they are. And it just happens to be they're the best of the season. They're getting very close to a large school prawn, which everyone loves. Peeling the prawns and, of course, eating them. So plenty for the next probably 5-6 days, maybe even a little bit longer. So leading into next week especially anyway, Kim.
And then how long do we have to wait before they come on again?
The next season, or they'll either be out in the ocean, which is all year round, but prawns aren't there all year round, of course, so that's seasonal. So we don't know what will happen out there, but if not, pocket netting restarts again on the full moon in August. But yeah, that time of year, it's not the seasonal life cycle for a prawn to travel, so it's very hit or miss August. It's not until you get into the October and November, December moons that prawns start to really move again.